Hello, you're listening to Speaking of History. My name is Eric Langhorst. I'm an 8th grade American history teacher in Liberty, Missouri, and we talk about education, technology, and history. Today's date is April 17th, 2006, and you're listening to episode number 20. As always, you can reach me at speakingofhistory@gmail.com, and then also go ahead and check out the website. The website can be found at www.speakingofhistory.blogspot.com. Not a lot on the docket for tonight. Just wanted to talk a little bit about something that happened towards the end of last week that was sort of interesting. Last week we had a short week. We ended school on Thursday because of Easter break. And I came home from school on Thursday and my wife was out running some errands, but I had a note that she had taken during the day that I was supposed to call somebody from a news station in Knoxville, Tennessee. And this struck me as odd because I really have no connection to Knoxville, Tennessee at all, nor know anybody from Knoxville, Tennessee. So I went ahead and called the number, and it was a reporter from Channel 6 in Knoxville, Tennessee, WATE, and they were doing a story on a local school board that had recently banned iPods on the school campus. And they had seen through various stories that I do podcasting in my class and use it in an educational way. And so he kind of wanted me as a counterpoint, I guess, to the school board's decision to ban iPods on their campus. And so they asked me to they asked me if it was okay if they'd call back in a little bit and do a phone interview with me, and that was fine. So they called back a little bit later, and I conducted a phone interview with one of the reporters and spoke to him for about 10 or 15 minutes about how I use podcasting in my classroom. And I think at first they were maybe a little taken aback by the fact that I personally don't use, or my students don't use, iPods per se in the classroom. We use it basically as a supplemental thing that they can listen to at home, and basically 95% of them listen to my podcast on the computer through the internet. And I have a couple kids that have iPods, but a majority of my kids actually just listen to it on the internet. So I kind of explained a little bit about how I use podcasting, in particular StudyCast, in my classroom, how kids use the StudyCast to get an additional review for the test that we have coming up. And I talked a little bit about how, you know, we haven't really had any problems with it. Personally, iPods or MP3 players are not allowed in my classroom during the day. And that's a school policy that we have. We see tons of iPods and tons of MP3 players before the school day starts. And then during the school day, they're not allowed. If a teacher finds an iPod, they're supposed to take it, bring it to the office, and a student can then pick it up at the end of the school day. And if it's their second offense, then a parent needs to come in to pick up the iPod from the school at the office. And then once school is over, they can bring their iPods out. And so that we don't ban them from campus. We don't let them use their iPods or MP3 players in class. So I guess I haven't had that particular problem, but they wanted my perspective on how I use iPods in the classroom. So here's a copy of the interview. You can see the text version of the story using the show notes that are on the webpage. Also, if you go to the show notes, there's a little button on the top where you can click and you can see the entire video of the news story. And it lasts about 2 minutes or so. And then I also taped it on the MP3 player, and I'll give you a listen to that now. I'll tell you ahead of time that the part where they interview me is not particularly clear, but hopefully you can kind of get the gist of what the story was like. So here's a copy, an audio copy, of what the story was that ran on Knoxville, Tennessee news station WATE this last week.
Well, this small device is the topic of debate in Anderson County tonight as the Anderson County School Board votes to ban personal electronic devices like iPods from school grounds, even the school bus. Supporters of the resolution, which passed unanimously, say they brought it up because students walking down the halls with headphones on were a distraction, and the students need to be aware of their surroundings. The chair of the Code of Conduct Committee says concerns in the classroom were also a big issue.
Of course, when they're sitting in a classroom, instructions going on, and a CD player or an iPod or MP3 player is out, and if they're obviously distracted, then that is concerned.
He says some educators were also concerned that students would put pornography iPods with video capabilities. If a student is caught with one, a verbal reprimand will be given and the device will be confiscated. Repeated violations could result in the student being expelled. Now, across the country, some educators are actually embracing this growing technology. For example, Duke University gave out iPods to incoming freshmen as welcoming gifts. And a Missouri middle school teacher turned to podcasts or recorded lectures as a tool to supplement teaching his history students by putting together study lectures.
It's a really powerful tool to be able to students that 20 years ago, doing content, especially on TV or the radio.
We should note that although iPods are not allowed to be used during his class, the school does not have a policy about them being on campus.
Okay, well, there you have the audio from the interview. I would encourage you to go ahead and check the show notes out and click on the video button, and you can see the video of it. I'd be curious to find out anybody's input on what's happening in their school, if they've had any problems with pornography being distributed with video iPods or video iPods being particularly distracting in class. Like I said, we haven't seen a huge problem with it. We have seen some students that use iPods during the school day when they're not supposed to, and we do take them. But overall, we haven't had a problem to the extent where we've decided to ban them anywhere on school campus. So, go ahead and check out that story. Leave a comment if you'd like, or email me a comment. It's kind of a hot topic right now on several different education blogs on whether or not schools should embrace the use of iPods and MP3 players or try and limit their use in the classroom. Obviously, I think there's a lot of potential for using iPods in the classroom or MP3 players in the classroom, but when appropriate. I know nothing about Anderson County public schools, and I'm not making any judgments on what they've decided to do. That's one of the beauties, I think, of our education system, is that basically for most things the school board has control over what happens within their own school district, and that's a beneficial thing, that you can make individual decisions on your own school. And maybe they've had a lot of problems with this particular type of use of iPods. I don't know. I'm not making any judgments on what they've done, but I'd be curious to find out if any other school districts have done something like this, or maybe the school where you teach, they've had some major problems with iPods or MP3 players. I'd be curious to find out about that. So leave me a comment. If you'd like to email me directly, you can email me at speakingofhistory@gmail.com. And until next time, have a great day. Thanks.